All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And we're towards the end of July here. And the new school year will start in some places in the country towards the end of August, and other places the beginning of September. When I was a junior in high school, I couldn't wait to get done with my senior year so I could get out into the real world and do all of the fun stuff that I saw on TV and people talked about. Nobody actually sat me down and said the following: do not be in a rush to grow up.
Stay as long as you can.
Because once you become an adult, you can never go back. And holy crap, did I get a rude awakening once I graduated high school and it was my turn to begin adulting. All right, there's a lot of young guys out there who never really learn how to do adulting, mainly because it was never taught to them by their parents or parent or in school. All right, it's like the schools of today will pass the buck when it comes to stuff like this, but they have no problem bringing the trans strip show into the classroom.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
What are you going to find? It's packed from topless to peach fuzz bottom with women. So if you're dealing with a whole department of emotional thinkers, do you really think your side of the story is going to have any impact at all?
Download your copy of The Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on Gibson Bro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael. Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meatgazer box and follow the links. You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support, and rigor please.
I'm going to go through a list here of a lot of shit. Well, most of the stuff at some point you're going to have to deal with as an adult. All right. And it's going to try your patience. A lot of times guys are pissed off 24/7, 365 because adulting is tough. And men usually have to do it with no aid or no one's coming to the rescue. It's all on you. Sack up, cowboy up, ranger up. It's time for adulting. Number one, working. J-O-B is not spelled F-U-N. And when it comes to working, usually L-O-V-E equals P-O-O-R, meaning only a small percentage of people get to do something they love for a living, and they're wealthy people. Most people do not like their jobs. They merely have to go because they need to get paid, because that's the way it works here on this earth. All right. And you'll have to work sometimes when you absolutely hate your coworkers and bosses. And quite frankly, you will have to show up sometimes and work while injured and sick. Again, J-O-B is not spelled F-U-N. Number two, cleaning. Now, I myself am not the best at this. I was never that guy who got a flawless inspection report on my barracks where I was living. I was more of it's clean enough kind of guy. Pissed off a lot of OCD individuals I served alongside with. But at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, you know, cleaning is, it's necessary. Yes, as long as you don't take it to the next level and get all obsessive compulsive about it. All right, number three, schlepping around. How many times have you been at your house and your friends show up and they want to need your help and you got to drive them here and you got to take them there and loan them a little money, you help them move their house or find their dog that ran away?
I'm going to have to ask you to piss off.
Schlepping around happens with girlfriends and wives as well. I refer to that as calendar sabotage. That's a different subject, so I'm not going to go into detail about it here. Number four, bills and taxes. All right, make no mistake. You don't pay your rent or your mortgage, they will throw your happy house out into the street. Your mama's not there to help you, and you can scream it's not fair all you want. When the sheriff shows up, you're screwed.
Well, off you go.
Same thing goes with taxes. Even though the federal income taxes laws were never actually ratified properly, for some reason, we all have to pay taxes. And if you don't, you're going to prison. Just ask Wesley Snipes. There's a saying called death and taxes for a reason. While you're alive, at some point, you're going to have to deal with taxes and death. But we'll get to that one at the end. All right, cooking. Even I know how to cook. I started cooking at a very young age, like eight years old. And mainly I started cooking, you know, brownies, cakes, cupcakes, you know, stuff like that, because I had a horrible sweet tooth as a child. And then it went on to, I learned how to do various dishes, spaghetti and meatballs, glop. That's a bachelor special dish I make. Roast beef, hamburgers, meatloaf, chili, you name it, I can cook it. It's really just read a bunch of ingredients and the instructions, and you just follow them. It's just that easy. But there's a lot of men out there who just don't cook. Why that is, I have no idea. In today's day and age, where women sure as shit aren't going to cook, and at some point, you know, you need to eat at home. Because eating out all the time is the equivalent of having your enemies cook for you. With all the salt, fat, and bullshit that they put on there, they obviously are not your friends. Number six, maintaining your house. Listen, your roof leaks. Guess who's going up on the roof to see if you can find where it's leaking from and try to fix it. Toilet's all messed up. Guess who's going to work the plunger or go get the snake? Or if you can't do that, who's going to call the plumber and pay for the plumber? All right. Listen, house maintenance is serious business, because in reality, your house is your spaceship here on Earth that keeps you from, you know, freezing to death in the cold and keeps you dry and it keeps you cool when it's super hot outside if you open the windows and turn on a fan. Shopping. Now, I did a whole video on this called Male Shopping Rules. We'll link it below. Men, as a general rule, despise shopping. It is a necessity that we have to do. And usually when a man has to go shopping, he will do his advanced reconnaissance on the internet, determine what he wants. He will then show up, purchase item, and leave. Or if he goes to the grocery store, he only tries to go maybe once or twice a month, because the drudgery of walking down the aisles in the zombie land called a grocery store is incredibly tedious, especially when you do it enough times. Number eight, health. We've all heard the saying, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. That's absolutely correct. And illness can sneak up on you very, very slowly, or you can wake up one day and just be three sheets to the wind, a dead spider, all ate up. All right. Most of the time, if your health is suffering, it's because of stuff that you're doing or you're not doing. For instance, if you are morbidly obese, you are not dieting. If you have lung cancer, you got it because more than likely you smoked. Now, I'm not saying there are individuals out there who don't, who come down with lung cancer who never smoked a day in their life. It happens. And those cases, those dudes are innocent, and more power to you. Now, I myself go to great lengths to maintain what health I have left. I spent 33 years in the military, 21 years on jump status. I performed at the highest levels that could be asked for any soldier in the United States Army, and it took a monumental toll on my body, dare say, my health. So I take a whole bowl of supplements, I take my fish oil, I make sure I do my 20 to 40 minutes of cardio 3 to 4 times a week. I lift weights, drink my water, try to get the amount of sleep that I need, even though because of my TBI, sleeping is next to impossible. But health should be on the adulting list, because I know a lot of guys who neglected their health who are now dead. There's about a good dozen guys I graduated from high school with who are no longer with us because they ignored their health, and they paid the ultimate price, which is they only made halfway through the golf game of life. Unfortunately for them, the 9th hole was 6 feet deep. Number 9, politics. If I ran the world, I would not allow anyone to participate in politics until they were roughly 25 or 26 years old. Mainly because the youth of today are so incredibly soft-boiled. Their brains are just leaking lunacy out their ears. They're easily manipulated. And whatever political party can corner the market on the youth vote, 18 to 25, has a significant advantage. It's a scientific fact. Most people don't really mature mentally until north of 23, 24 years old if you're a woman, and 25, 26 if you're a dude. Just let that sink in. Politics breaks up families, causes fights. You'll lose friends over it. It is absolutely insane, especially in today's day and age when the left has completely lost their minds and their grip on reality. It is very frustrating. Trust me, adulting is not what it's cracked up to be, especially when it comes to politics. Next, suffering idiots in stupidity. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've had leaders and supervisors, commanders, who were literally idiots. Not a lick of common sense, made all kinds of bad decisions, and it's really hard to deal with that. And I had to deal with so much stupidity in my military career, I have absolutely no patience for it now today. I have to limit my time outside in the real world because all it takes is some stupid individual to say or do the wrong thing, and, you know, evil pop might take the command chair and bad shit will happen. All right. Again, part of adulting, you're going to have to suffer idiots. It's just that simple. And I wish I could find the evil individual who's turning the crank on the idiot box that's turning out this countless number of sheeple we have now that are unfortunately making their presence known in today's day and age, current year. Worrying about retirement. All right, now most women out there don't worry about their retirement. They just work jobs. They say they're strong and independent, but I'm pretty sure once they get to the age of 50 and beyond, they're going to deeply regret their decisions, mainly because roughly after 40, the male attention drops off, the favors drop off. The older they get, the more they're ignored. And quite frankly, they wind up at the end just like men, all by themselves, and they have to do it all on their own. I know lots of guys out there who stacked up all kinds of cash and retired by the age like 45. Of course, they weren't married. I know a couple guys who got divorced in their 50s, and quite frankly, they are never going to get a chance to retire, and they're going to work until the day they die. Several of those guys have to pay alimony. I am just tickled pink that Florida has gotten rid of the alimony for life bullshit, because that should have died as soon as they ratified no-fault divorce. It is absolutely ludicrous that someone could just leave a relationship for no cause and you still have to shell out half your cash to maintain their lifestyle.
This is bullshit.
12. Owing money in maintaining credit. All right, now I learned about the credit game very early. I ran up some credit cards while I was in the service on active duty, had some collections on my credit report because I just didn't pay them back on time. I didn't really understand, you know, how debt and credit worked. I was basically a young, dumb idiot. It is what it is. I started working in finance, later in the mortgage industry. I became quite accustomed to how credit works, to the point when I did VA loans for half the country. Usually I would counsel all of the veterans I couldn't do a loan for on steps they could use to fix their credit, so in 24 to 36 months, they could buy a house. This one, you can see in the youth of today, are completely out of their goddamn minds. They have run up these crazy student loan debts, and then they're crying about it, despite the fact that, you know, they were willingly signed for the loan for the reason that they went to school for. But somehow they want the taxpayer to flip the bill because they didn't do the research into the major they wanted to go to school for. And now they're working at Starbucks serving up foamy unicorn cum in styrofoam cups, making $15 an hour plus tips. Wah.
Cry me a river.
Welcome to adulting, millennials and Gen Z.
Suck it.
13. I live up here in Michigan and I do the insurance juggle all the time. Usually once every year to 18 months, I go through all my insurance policies and see if I can get a better deal. Because here in Michigan, even no-fault insurance is enough to break your back, and so is no-fault divorce, but that's a different subject. All right, now, when I was stationed in New York State, I had no-fault insurance, on pretty much all of my vehicles. I had two at the time. I paid maybe $115 bucks a month. Here in Michigan, $250 to $350 a month, mainly because the bureaucracy got involved in the whole goddamn thing and turned it into some kind of socialist utopia for people who get hurt in auto accidents. All right, just let that sink in. Insurance is a bitch. Next, 14, and this one breaks more guys than I know. It comes to dating and mate selection. Life in the mate selection and dating field is literally walking through a minefield. Say you're fortunate enough to date a woman long enough to get married. Half of those marriages end in divorce. And more than likely, if you have kids, you can kiss your kids goodbye and you will watch them grow up and fast forward if you get that chance at all. While Your income is impounded and you are made homeless by the system. Still sound like adulting's fun? Haha. You're not going to get married? Let's go to dating. All right. Let's say you're a fairly attractive dude and you have a stable of like four chicks you see on the regular. Lo and behold, you don't do proper security on your phone. One of them reads your text, gets a case of the ass, reports you for SA or APRA, whatever, and you're going to have to burn through $150,000 in legal bills just to get access to your constitutional rights. And there is a very good chance you'll be found guilty and have to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life if you are not killed in prison. Adulting's fun, right?
Wrong!
15. Being cordial all the time. I have a hard time with this, mainly because that filter didn't grow back when I got I basically had a minor stroke and a TBI. So I really have no choice but to speak the truth and what's on my mind at the time it's on my mind. That goes a long way to destroying being cordial. Right now, in today's day and age, current year, if you're not constantly kissing everyone's ass and playing along with their whatever delusion they have going on in their personal life, you're going to get canceled and dogpiled, and that's just the way it is. Now, if you want to be that cordial guy all the time, be my guest. Back in the day, they called that being a gentleman. And that behavior was necessary because back in the day, if you offended another dude, you could get called out at dawn for pistols or swords in a duel. I did a whole video called Bring Back Dueling. It'll be in the links below. All right, 16. And I've noticed a lot of young guys out there have a hard time with this. Making and keeping friends. A lot of guys out there think that all the friends they have in high school are going to be like brothers to them when they get older and they'll have their back. I hate to tell you this, but most of the time that is a pipe dream. Within 5 years of graduating high school, more than likely you are not talking to anyone that you went to high school with. And as you get older, making friends as a man becomes even more difficult, especially with the softies and the confused poles and holes community and everyone's political viewpoint. It just all of that bullshit is really good at breaking friendships or blocking you from making friends. 17, working out. I highly suggest, especially for the young bucks out there in their late teens, pick a sport and stick to it. Cross country, and not my top pick, but I understand. Wrestling, that's my top pick right there. You learn things in wrestling you never forget, and you get in wicked-ass shape. Next would be football. Football, if you're good at it, you get some decent cracks at some trim. I myself didn't because I wasn't good at football. I just played it because I knew that I needed to basically hurl myself, my mind, body, and spirit into the fire to get reforged because I was not happy with the way I was growing up under a single mother. It took a lot of hits, took a lot of pain, but it is what it is. 18, getting old. I'll be 55 in a few months. I have always been a very high performer physically. While I was in the special operations community, I could do an airborne shuffle 26, 30 miles with 100 pounds on my back, on the road, cross country, uphills, cross water. It didn't matter. All right. It was excruciatingly painful and very hard to do. But it is what it is. All right. Now, I've also noticed as I've gotten older that I can still perform almost at those top levels, but I can only do it maybe once a quarter because I'm sore and injured the rest of the time. At my age, I've noticed that I have to warm up to sleep because, you know, I've literally woken up with, thrown out back, threw out my shoulder, tweaked the knee, and all I did was get horizontal on my bed, fall asleep for 4 to 6 hours. That's getting old. And here's the real crazy part, and I'm having a hard time with this. When I look in the mirror, I still see myself as 22, and I know I cannot perform like a 22-year-old. I have to readjust my brain housing group to say, hey, you're 50, you're not 20, you can't do this, you can't do that, because if I can't make that adjustment, I fear I am setting myself up for a permanent breaking. 19, you have to become friends with pain. Plain and simple. Life is pain. And if you spend all of your time avoiding and running away from said pain, you're not going to grow. Thus, indirectly, you're not going to live a good life. It's just that simple. Listen, you got to take the risks to get, and you're going to get your heart ripped out. It's going to be a lot of emotional pain. Got it. You know, if you want to become a professional fighter, you're going to have to go through all the sparring, get lumps and bumps, maybe get your nose tweaked a couple of times. I've had mine busted 5 times, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If I could take a pill and go back in time to when I was 18, I would change very little. Very little. I think I've done a good job at living the best life I possibly could under the circumstances I was given. 20. Patience. Now, a man never really knows the depth of his patience until he has his own children. In my younger years, I was an angry, hateful individual. I had a hard time reining in my anger. And some people out there, you know, paid an egregious price because of those things. And it wasn't until I became a father myself. And your kids, they listen, they're always going to do stupid shit. Things are going to go awry. You're going to get up going there in the morning and the walls are going to be painted with diarrhea. That's just the way it goes. You got to learn patience if you're going to adult effectively. So you might as well get on the program now, go through the steps to banish hatred and anger to the control room that they do nothing but shovel coal into the furnace and manage your anger. All right. 21. Navigating bureaucracy. And I know I didn't spell it right. I don't care. I have dyslexia. It is what it is. All right. Now, I myself have a hard time with this. I literally hate having to go to the city county building, have to ask for licenses for shit I should be able to do without asking for permission for, and I have to pay for said permission at the extortion counter. Case in point, I bought the Lair. It used to be a 2-unit rental, and in my opinion, it was a drug house. Well, I had to jump through all kinds of hoops and fill out all kinds of paperwork to get the cops to stop, you know, driving by my house and writing citations and warnings all the time. I had to talk to the mayor about that. We got that resolved. But, you know, hey, I got to, was it once a year, once every 18 months, I have to have them come in and inspect my property because it's technically a rental, even though I don't rent it. Okay. That's a lawsuit I think should be filed. You know, it's my goddamn property. They can't really tell me what I can and cannot do with it. Otherwise, I don't fucking own it. But hey, that's just me losing my patience, you know, at the bureaucracy here. All right, next. 22, hangovers. The worst hangover I ever had was my 21st birthday in the Ranger Regiment. Literally, they took me out, just poured an insane amount of alcohol down my throat, carried me back to my bunk at 2:30 in the morning, and then woke me up at 5:45 for PT. I was sick. I was vomiting. I had tunnel vision. I had the chills, the whole deal. And what did they do? They tied a rope around my waist and forced me to run 5 miles. There's a reason they call the 82nd the Ranger Regiment Athletic Alcoholics. It's absolutely true. And I was one of those guys. All right, 23, death. At some point, the older you get, you're going to see your friends die. You're going to have your fathers, your mothers, aunts, uncles, what have you, older brothers pass away. You're going to have to plan funerals and wakes and finance coffins or the refrigerator box people get burned up in. It is a stressful time. It sucks every single time. There are no shortcuts. And when you go into that situation, you have to 100% be on your adulting game. And when it comes to your demise, you're going to have to fill out your will. Make sure your prized objects and your property goes to the people you want it to go to. That's called being an adult. I think it was on three different occasions in my military career. I literally wrote my own death letter. I left it behind in my locker just in case I got zeroed out. And let me tell you, that's a wake-up moment. I'm going to be doing a whole video on wake-up moments and life's epiphanies down the road. All right, so anyway, gentlemen, what I'm trying to say here, adulting is not fun. It is long, it's tedious, it's painful, and at the end, you goddamn die. You need to learn how to navigate that. You need to accept this fact. Your feelings don't give a shit about anything on this list. If you let your feelings get in the way, you're going to die early, you're going to starve, you're going to be homeless, you're going to be alone, poor, broken, what have you. So please, when it's time for you to start adulting, get up to speed on what you need to do. And if you're under 18, slow down. Don't be in such a hurry to get to the adulting stage in your life, because it is not fun.